This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
See, like, we're just playing Aerosmith, do me all night. When I remember hearing that, I was not thinking about sex. It's like, I don't know what I was thinking. Do me.
There comes the horny spider.
And then we lost all creative energy, and now we just say it, which I'm fine with it, but I enjoyed the creative ways of saying it. Like
how?
Let me ride that pony. Oh. Let me ride that pony. Knocking boots till 6 o'clock.
Smashing, boffing.
Yeah. Doing it.
The itsy bitsy horny spider.
It. And I still don't know what her woo is.
Yeah, like, I don't know what bass is.
Oh, Paige just mouthed it to me. I didn't know that.
Like, I don't. That's what it looks like. I don't know if bass is.
It looks like
front or the back.
Mr. Bill's face after he bit into a lemon. That was what she just did to me. That was her whoop.
I did not. I'm not vulgar.
All right. Well, I tried to put it off long enough. This is opening a present, and you don't know if it's from your best friend or your worst enemy. It's the FOF line.
Rise, guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Pick up and dial 8 6 4 2 4 1 4 3 1 8 8 2 4 1 4 3 1 8 8 2 4 1 4 3 1 8 8 2 4 1 4 3 1 8 8.
I was hoping you'd sing. Get your little sing on.
Oh, yeah.
You might have fun today.
God, I got to look this up and see if it's true. Somebody just texted and said today's National Puzzle Day. Good Lord. That might as well be like my mama's birthday in a way.
I want one with all the pieces this time.
I'll give her the ones 9 gave me.
There's got to be one missing.
I can't tell what it is yet.
This one got smoked.
It smells like, is this going to be the dog smoking cigarettes and playing poker? Sure smells like it, Matthew.
Is this going to be a Joe Camel puzzle? They get it by sending in so many camel cash.
Dude, P1 Big Hutch has, you remember that, real quick, the Joe Camel koozies, that it was the face with the glasses and Joe Camel.
Yeah.
He has.
Like hard rubber.
Look, don't judge him. It was probably just for a photo, but he took it, his baby's baby bottle, and put it down in the Joe Camel koozie. So the baby's walking around holding Joe Camel. Dude, it's the funniest thing in the world.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I'd love to have, I used to have those.
You don't have the Marlboro jacket, Marlboro.
The cowboy?
No, but I, Mary has it. She has
Well,
it was from my daddy, obviously. She never smoked, but she has a three or four piece set of luggage from Benson and Hedges.
Oh, damn.
Wow, that's fancy.
It looks nice till you see the label.
I got a kosher around here somewhere.
1-800-774-0093. That's the phone number to normally call us, but the FOF line is a voicemail 24/7 for you to call in when you're frustrated about this show, about life in general.
Oh, no.
Anything. Occupational, relationships.
Probably a lot of work stuff.
A lot of stuff. 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Those stupid motherfuckers at my job from last night that decided to block my f***ing car in with three f***ing big pallets of plywood, so I had to push it out of my motherfucking way with my truck. Took me 15 f***ing minutes to get out of the damn parking lot because some douchebag decided to block my f***ing car in.
Well,
what do you do? I know.
I assume you have a forklift license. You can't get out and kind of move the pallets.
No.
That's funny.
Imagine you get ticketed by OSHA just trying to get out. You're not putting on a hard hat, buddy.
Like, I mean, if you work with a wood, I guess, I mean, you could really prank a lot of people.
It depends on what kind of mood I'm in, but
like,
yeah.
You can't really prank people in here. Like, not we used now. To take microphones and hide them, but that's about all you can do. That's hard to do now.
What was your favorite? Now, we can't do... You can't do pranky stuff now. It's kind of hard to like scare somebody when you're 6 feet away, or, you know, we wanted to tase Jimmy the other day and couldn't do it 6 feet away.
Yeah.
Now he's 3/4 tapeworm now. I don't know if you heard, but.
Oh, I forgot about his hook.
Yeah. Yeah. But it sounds like somebody was just messing with him. Like they saw his car there and they're like, we'll put stuff here. He can't get out.
Yeah. It's like when Jug used to mess with your cars and put zip ties on him.
Such a bully. He is such a bully.
I don't know anything about cars. If I hear something rattling, I'm going to be like, oh, my God.
He put – I don't think it was the full thing. I think he had to cut it out with a pocket knife, but it was in nine tailpipe, not mine. But he put it looks like a vagina kind of thing on your tailpipe. And then when you wrap it up –
the fleshlight.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Flashlight, you bang, whatever it is.
I don't know what it was. And then he put the whistlers on all of ours that day where when we revved up the car, it whistled.
What the hell's going on?
He's such a prankster.
That card.
You know what? You know what we're going to do to get him back? We're going to dress as spiders. We're going to tie you up and have sex with you and leave you.
We're going to hide your steering wheel.
That's what we're going to do.
You are?
Yeah. We're going to cut your brake line, hide your hands device.
We'll give you one of those Batman steering wheels where you can't make a whole turn.
Don't forget, Jug. Wash your Hans.
Oh, man.
Before you return to work, wash your Hans device. All right. Well, he was pissed. Hopefully he feels better now, that guy. Jug's probably really angry now, though. 864-241-4318. It's the FOF line.
Motherfuckers, you ain't never going to believe this damn Y'all want us some happy news. I officially am engaged. I don't know exactly when we're getting married, but ain't get this to the damn Marines. I love my baby. She's a hot black girl. She's bad as hell with a gun. She'd kill you in a f***ing heartbeat, and that is such a f***ing turn on to me. Anyway, I just put this message out there just to tell her how much I love her. I'm looking forward to the day we get married. Hey, tickle it, please.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I mean, so many different. I love the way he said, she'd kill you.
She'd kill you.
And I love that about her. She'd kill you.
My baby's so hot.
She'd kill you. I'm trying to figure out if he's about to pass out.
I don't know. Any alcohol?
I think a little bit of everything.
Okay.
A little bit of everything.
It's like just the Don Juan of North Carolina.
He was on acid roofies.
He's always with a woman.
That was the stepdaughter? Or cocaine stepdaughter.
Yeah. Remember he was with a nurse? They were living together. I guess that didn't work out. And
he's going to retire? Wow.
I mean, he's not in the van anymore?
That was the guy who was living in a van down by the river because he started a relationship. Tell me if I'm wrong. He started a relationship with his stepdaughter.
Uh-oh.
And then left her mother for her, whom he got pregnant, and then went back to her mom.
That might be right.
So he's the grandfather of his own son.
He got somebody pregnant while his wife was having a kid.
That is something else.
Like, I think while she was having the kids, he got somebody pregnant in the hospital parking lot. I forget. I mean, it's one of those.
Yeah, it's
one of those crazy stories.
If he didn't have that kind of tone, I wouldn't believe a lot of it. But I can tell, you know, that those are real stories. Well, God bless him. I guess.
I'm happy.
God bless
for
her,
him.
Actually.
You know, congratulations to the happy couple.
Yeah.
He did call in with his drink recipe. Remember, he mixed his cocaine with his liquor?
That was his, yeah.
That's he a secret just sauce. Dropped it in.
What will they throw instead of rice at his wedding, I wonder?
Dime bags.
Condoms? I don't know.
Did you bring condoms?
I don't know if he likes those.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Well, what this year, you know what? This year is starting off all right. Well, yeah. Well. I was about to say, so many surprises. Cocaine stepdaughter is getting married. Fat boy's graduating college.
Yeah, man.
I'm getting married. Nine's buying a new house.
Like, we're peaking. This is it.
No. That was 94 for me.
It's all downhill.
Yeah.
You peaked again.
Yeah. All right. 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Hey, Roger, guys. You guys have got to start talking about the catalytic converters. Bleh, I can't talk. I worked very, very briefly in 2018 at a place in Lincolnton, North Carolina that makes catalytic converters.
Thank you.
They are extremely, extremely expensive to make. This place was completely f***ed up, so I didn't stay but about 3 months, and that was too long. But some of the materials that go into those catalytic converters are actually kept in a vault inside of that plant. And the maintenance guys don't even have keys to get to some of that stuff. We have had to go see certain supervisors, certain foremen to get, if we had to work on something in that area. So, yes, they are extremely expensive to make. Palladium, some other things that go into them are extremely, extremely rare and hard to get. So, yeah, they're high dollar. And whatever you can reclaim out of them, I guess, is extremely high dollar, too. Just thought you'd like to know. Thanks.
Well, here's a stock for you, buddy. GameStop. Check it out.
Yeah.
That's what I'll tell you. I'm just looking up at the metal markets and seeing what platinum is. Like, how many? Platinum's $1,100 an ounce versus palladium, $2,300.
And they got to use those materials because it helps with the pollution.
Yeah. But what if it's like we find out that it's not, and it's kind of like De Beers does with diamonds? Like, there's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of diamonds, but they only release so much a year. It's so with platinum, you know. The only thing I know, platinum was a strip club. Palladium used to be the amphitheater at Carowinds. I'd see concerts at the Palladium.
There was one here, too.
The Palladium here?
Yeah.
You're thinking about the V.
No, I want to say this was off of White Horse.
Oh.
Where the old flea market is. I think it was back over in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Palladium.
I want to say this where it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know forever that was an actual metal. I didn't know that. But I just don't understand why you can't find something else to make them out of. Because, I mean,
they're going to have to now.
That's crazy. Either that or just give up on the environment.
They're so easy to cut off.
No.
Yeah.
If you got a saw, you can wiggle them. I can't get up under a car, even if it's jacked up. But if you can, I mean, they're easy to cut off.
Yeah.
Got a little honeycomb in them. You go get whatever for.
Thank you. I'm going to go buy BMW afterwards.
Give me all of them.
While they're in there working. I'll be in there.
We'll do like a tour of the facility.
Oh, boy. 864-241-4318. We've heard about catalytic converters. Who's going to talk about carburetors?
Yeah, I just wanted to do a reply to that lady that was upset about being interrupted when they're dealing with a customer. I can understand her pain. That is my worst pet peeve. Do not be rude and interrupt when you're trying to help someone. Give the person a chance to learn the job. If she's been there a year, and she's got a good head on her shoulder, she's probably already got it. So why the hell would you micromanage a good person? Lord, they wonder why people leave companies all the time. That's it. From an operations manager, 18 years.
Thank good you. Lord. She's an ops man.
Ops man.
Good for her.
Thank you.
Thank you. What? This was about the woman who called the other day. Oh, she was the supervisor, and they all suck, and she wants to complain to her boss, but then she's like, but I'm friends with them, and I can't.
Yeah.
So.
She's going to have to, you know, tell them straight up what's going on. Maybe they'll get you some new people. Can't be that hard to find. I mean, jobs are hard to get, right? You think people would want to go to them and do good?
Depends on how much they pay versus unemployment. I've heard people argue
way
that
to look at it.
So much that it's like, man, I could go here and do that, but I could also just settle my ass at home.
That's always amazing to me how some people kind of chance it as far as, I don't want to say it's calling bluffs, but say this job pays so and such an hour, and they're like, nah, I'm going to hold out for a couple more bucks. But you might not get it. Like, aren't you kind of the mindset of, hey, let me get this now and figure out the rest later? Like, some people don't care.
If you're destitute, I suppose. I don't know.
People looking for jobs, like, I'm going
to
hold out.
I would be scared to death that there would be another government shutdown or something, and then I'm depending on this, and then it didn't happen, and then I would have to go, you know, sell my body.
You may end up like Cousin Eddie.
I wish I was way fatter. I could get way more now.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, you can sell your parts first, and then
they don't pay per pound.
Could I just go sell my catalytic converter instead?
Yeah, that and a kidney, and donate plasma.
How do they? That's a good question. I don't know the answer to this. So the CVM text line 72341. Is it a law? I know the answer to this. It is a law. If you have a new car, you have to have a catalytic converter. But the question is it a law? Do you have to have that? And if so, how does anyone know that you have a catalytic converter? Like a cop, for instance.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Would it be noise?
If you try to sell a bunch of them, they put you on a list.
I think that's per state, right? Are they all the same standard of emissions?
I don't know, because like on game shows, they would always say, you went in a brand new car, it comes with California emissions. Like, what did that mean?
Oh, because you have to be tested in California.
For pollution?
Mm-hmm. Or you cannot drive that car. You have
they wouldn't
to have
let
a
me
sticker.
Over the state line.
Okay, here's a stupid question. You go by a junkyard, are all those cars sitting out there with catalytic converters on them? Why are people not hitting those up?
You're talking about the one over there off of White Horse Road?
Well, like any of them. Do they strip them
it
off?
It looks like a farm of damaged vehicles. It's like they're growing them.
I would think they'd take the parts off like that.
I would almost guarantee it. I would almost guarantee that. That's probably the first thing it comes off.
Anything really valuable, they in high demand.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, they don't have copper in them. They'd be taking them out.
Dude, that,
while you're at the red light.
You know, that's the other one is that we actually got knocked off the air one time. Our transmitter, the big tower, is in on Glassy Mountain, correct? Is that right? Or used to be. Glassy? Allowed to say?
I don't know. I thought it was on Hogback.
Yeah, is Devil's is Mansion where Hogback Mountain?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, some so-called meth heads went up there and started taking apart our tower to get copper out of it. And it took us off the air.
They do it with power places, man. People die doing it. It's still in copper. That's what, $2-3 a pound?
I have no idea.
People are saying that call was referenced to one last week on the FOF where a lady was calling about getting interrupted by her coworkers. She couldn't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
I remember now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. One more here.
One more.
All right, one more. The FOF line, 864-241-4318.
All right, so first of all, love you guys. But this is for all those f***ing dumbass parents who keep leaving their kids in the f***ing car when they're going in the store, they're going in the f***ing gas station. You know what kind of f***ing world we live in? Like, could you be more stupid? So I'm just tired of seeing it. I see like two kids over here in a car waiting on their parents to get out, probably playing with all kind of dumb shit. Like, get your shit together, people.
I mean, they're like toddler little
kids.
That's
what I was going to say. I need to know the ages. Yeah. And I locked my child in the car at the gas station that time, and keys were in there. So I don't know if I can comment.
Well,
it's just a silly little thing.
They'll say they'll bring you back if they do take you.
Oh, yeah.
Give them a day. They'll bring you back.
Remember the sweatshirt my grandma bought me for Christmas years ago, the grandma I didn't care for? She bought me the one that said, I'm not fat, I'm fluffy. And then the other one said, fat kids don't get kidnapped or something like that.
Big people don't get.
But she was a joking kind of old bitch. She really was.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was Farson's and Bengay house. That was the house. Man. It was like, whoa, did you get some new Febreze? Yeah. No, it's I've been farting, and I use a lot of Bengay, in fact.
Did she give you wet willies and cup checks when you go over?
No. Deodorant.
No, she kind of sighed when I hugged her.
Like, think fast, asshole.
It was more like
come here, I'll give you a half hug.
Yeah.
Try not to eat my arm.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Violence.
Yeah. Been fun.
She was a sweet lady. I mean, her son was way, way nicer than she was. No, she wasn't. She always ate out.
All right.
Yeah. Flounder plate at the Tabs fish camp with a Sanka. She was the one I always drank coffee all the time. Oh, man, you smell like... If it ain't flounder and coffee, it's farts and Bengay with that old lady. All right, we're going to take a little break. Halftime of the FOF line. You got time to jump in. 864-241-4318. 864-241-4318.
Strengthens your groin. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Yes, sir. On a Friday, good morning. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. We're smack dab in the middle of the FOF line. 864-241-4318. So far, we've heard rebuttals from last week's FOF line. We've heard people in management saying it is hard managing a crew. Others are saying it ain't done it.
Nope.
It's a lot of transgression out there on the streets.
There's a lot of heat coming up. It's just anger. So much anger. And this came in pretty quick.
Is it about us?
No.
Okay.
Good. No heat on us.
All right, good.
Because, you know.
I was going to have a dentist appointment at 9.
How are you going to get there? You going to walk or drive?
He's my doctor. 9 is. 9's my dentist.
Oh, well, malpractice.
There's we're only a couple weeks removed from, you know, positive FOF.
Yeah.
These came in pretty furiously.
Okay. Yeah, because we tried to do the friendliest of Fridays where it was all positive calls, and, they were totally outnumbered. It's like ratings on, Yelp or something. Do you ever just get the best, amazing customer service? You know what? I'm going to go rate them now.
I'm going to trash you on Angie's List.
Yeah. No. 864-241-4318. It is the FOF line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
This is P1 Taylor Made, and this is that stupid in the warehouse today. Who gives a about steel toe shoes? We ain't got health insurance anyways, you piece of. I get my foot crushed. All you gonna do is fire me. You get the out of people's way while they're trying to work, asking 100 million questions, you food safety bitch.
Food tasty bitch?
Boot safety bitch.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh.
Talking about steel toe boots in the workplace.
Yeah.
We don't have to wear them here, thank God.
No, but so we have to wear chastity belts.
They're expensive.
Yeah.
We do.
We have to wear chastity belts.
Hey, guys, you got to wear some Brahmas. Yeah, sorry, this is how it goes.
Sorry, guys, would you settle for Chaz belts?
No wonder why it takes you so long to get out of the bathroom.
That's right.
Got some Wolverines.
Fat Boy has to help me buckle back up.
Yeah, I got the key to your Verge belt.
And the thing is, he could get in front of me and buckle me back up, but he gets behind me and reaches his arms around me and buckles it back up. Wow. Almost like if you were a former professional wrestler helping your daughter defecate out in the yard.
And you can do it within 5 minutes? That's a talent.
It's weird. The Rock posted a picture of his kid who had to take a dump, I guess, so he's out in the yard holding her. Like his arms are the toilet seat, and she's going to town, and he put heart emojis over the dude. This is weird, man. This is weird.
Yeah, it's kind of odd.
He's a daddy.
He is. All right.
I mean, my kid's 16. I'm not going to do that for him.
Thank God the internet wasn't around then.
Oh, goodness.
Where's the cutoff?
I don't know. Well, she's about done. 864. 241-4318 is the FOF line.
Yeah, I'd like to call out this nasty-ass bitch that I work with showing up all hungover, talking about, I got a headache, puking all over the damn toilet, leaving that in there, falling asleep at her desk. I mean, what the And not only that, the bitch don't wash her motherfucking hands. She leaves skids in a damn toilet. Bitch, you don't wash your hands. You vomit on the toilet. Like, I need you to get your life together because you're driving me insane, especially with your drama. God. Love you, right, guys.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I don't know if it's this part.
Showing up all hungover. I got a headache.
That could be one that grows on me, too. I got a headache.
Hungover time. I got a headache.
Oh, man.
At least you don't wash your hands. I just saw somebody do that earlier.
That's not.
No.
Yeah.
Here.
That's not COVID safety.
Yeah.
Approved.
Actually, you know what? I didn't see it.
Don't tell me who it was because that'll irritate me and then I will likely.
Will you report him?
No, but if they say hey to me in the hallway, I would not speak.
I got a feeling it might be the case already. But I'll tell you who it is anyway.
I know then.
You'll be surprised.
That's very upsetting.
Now, I got to tell you, I didn't see it, but I heard what happened. And this person didn't have enough time to wash said hands. There's no way.
Well, let's take a chance. What? You're so full of crap.
Now, look.
We go
in at the same time. I hear the door slam.
Is that who you spoke to in the hallway when you said hello? Because the way you spoke, it was like, it's not one of the.
Yeah, because we passed each other.
Okay.
Going in at the same time.
Now, I've heard that before.
Heard the door slam.
From another source.
And that person left before I could get out. And I'm like, there's no way.
Oh, man.
You also forgot your mask, too.
Oh, my God.
Hope you got one in the last 4 years.
God. What was Center Crappie doing here?
That's a joke. He's not.
Hungover time, I got a headache.
No. I was joking.
I bet she's fun to work with.
Oh, boy.
That lady there?
Yeah.
Yeah. She'd be fun to, once everything was over with, to go to the bar for happy hour with, I think. You'd have to drive her home, but still, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. 864-241-4318. A lot of emotions. A lot of people getting a lot of stuff out. That's good.
Right. It's okay.
You got to.
I'd rather you call in and go to town on the voicemail than to go home and start slanging stuff.
Oh, this is free therapy.
No slanging here.
It is free therapy.
We don't require a copay. We should, but we don't.
Mm-mm. No.
Well.
864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
I just want to say that insurance sucks. I work for the healthcare field. I've been out of work for a few months with my back, and every time I go to the doctor, I have to pay a $100 copay. My prescriptions are $140 because the year just started, and I haven't met my $2,500 deductible yet. To the doctor, $100. Medications, $100, $140, $80. It sucks. Healthcare workers need better insurance because we're working in the healthcare field.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm not kowtowing. I don't know why you don't get free insurance. Like, absolutely. Like, let's say, for instance, if I worked at Grease Monkey, yeah. I should get free oil changes.
Yeah, I mean, you
kind of, sort of. You should. I mean, it's oil change. Something like that. Now, I know it's far different, but they don't get, like, some kind of employee discount or something. Like, hey, do it.
I mean, there's no
Take my tonsils out on your lunch hour. I'll go lay down in your back seat out in the parking lot.
Some people raise hell about free health care until their family needs it and it's cool then. Like, they forget about Medicaid.
You think there's any doctors, not performing surgery per se, but like, let's say you knew a doctor and there's like a, you know, one of those, what is it? It's surgery, but it's outpatient.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, I'm booked up for 2 months, but come over to the house this weekend. We have a guest room that I can set up. Nobody would talk about that, but you know that would be the thing.
Of course.
Yes.
I've known somebody who's a doctor that had to pop a shoulder back in and, you know, maybe.
If it's an emergency thing, yeah, like somebody's choking or
You better have a copay before you, if you're choking.
And I've,
before I touch you.
I've consulted this person on being sick, and yeah. I've been given a diagnosis and was told to see a physician.
So you would think outpatient care would be a little cheaper, but I know somebody who had an outpatient procedure that was like $50,000.
But as far as the risk of doing surgery out of your home,
I mean,
that would go against your insurance. You would want the backing
of
the hospital.
Yeah, but so is giving propofol to people, Profofil, whatever it's called. I don't know. Yeah. There's, you know, all that stuff.
Well, you can call in a prescription if you're a physician.
Yes.
That's why old people buy them on the internet from Canada. It was Canadian pills.
Let's get Lady Marine to send them down to me. She does.
That'll be something good.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's all the time.
Yep.
There's one more?
One more.
Okay.
Last one.
You want to? You like talking up the last one? Do you put them in any kind of order, like you're saying this is what will send it off in a good way?
Mm-hmm.
Usually you just put the hottest of the heat on the back end.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're just kind of even. I feel like this is pretty much on par with what we've heard so far.
So this would be Casey Kasem's number one song of the week.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Yeah, I just want to tell that bastard that fired me last month to f*** off. You know, I was working hard, committed, said they hired for keeps, and was real excited about a job, get in there, and all of a sudden, out the blue, they got to hire some kid that relapsing or rehabbing or whatever the f***, and some little brother of another company they work with, some guy or whatever, and just had to have a spot for him, so I get let go for no good reason at all. And I would just like to tell that son of a bitch to let me go, thank you for being such a nitwit motherfucker, because now I've landed the best job of my life, and without that being a moron, I wouldn't have got it. Amen.
Hmm.
Rack him.
Well.
Wow. He was probably pissed at the time.
Well, he's pissed, but like, you know, it's the road less traveled. It's like, oh man, which road do I take? Screw you, but I now have the best job ever.
Yeah.
If she hadn't broke up with him, he wouldn't have met so and so. Or if this hadn't happened, this wouldn't happen.
Well, do you really expect a reason anymore?
Not in South Carolina.
Yeah, definitely not here.
I didn't like the way you looked when you walked in here today. You're fired.
Like, there's no loyalty. I mean, you shouldn't expect it, but there's not any, especially in corporate America. Like any job, there's no loyalty.
I wonder if now you could get Trump on Cameo to fire people for you.
God.
What would you pay for that? I'd try to write it off, but...
I mean, a lot of people would...
$100?
It's me, your former president, Donald J. Trump, and Steve wanted me to tell you, you're fired.
You're fired. He's firing you like I tried to sell Puerto Rico and you're gone.
I'm telling you, he'll be doing that, or he'll be at the Royal Rumble, or he'll be performing with The Weeknd. He's not left.
You think he's going to pop up?
Here. Yes. Yes, he's still here with us. All right, the FOF line. When you get pissed off, when you get angry, when you get mad, instead of freaking out and doing something you might regret, getting out of your car at the red light or walking in and saying, you know what, take his job and shove it. Mm-hmm. And they say, all right, paycheck, get the hell out of here. 864-241-4318.
Got a headache.
That was the FOF line. Morning, everybody.
AFPO.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 the planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 the planet rocks.
Hello, staffing agency. This is Jessica speaking.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. My name is Don. Don Kidong. I'm calling about the position that you have available. I guess it's the clerical / receptionist. I mean, I know that's typically a female's job, but I'm from
it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm from Roebuck, and I come from a long line of Kidongs that have some experience in that particular category, that career. And words per minute, what are you guys looking for?
I mean, well, essentially the norm for this type of position is 95 to 100 words per minute.
Okay.
So if you can manage that, you should be fine.
I'm proud to tell you that I can do between 105 to 110, no mistakes.
Okay, great. That would be excellent.
Would it be possible to come by for an interview, let's say, this afternoon?
Sure.
Okay. I need to go ahead and tell you this before I come. I just don't want any surprises when I come by there.
Okay.
I was actually born with this rare condition. I was born without arms.
Okay. Are you the type of your toes? I mean, I'm sorry.
No. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Let me give you a little example, okay? I mean, I know you can't see, you know, what I'm doing, but you can at least hear, I guess, the way I stroke the keys. Here we go. What do you think?
Well, that's pretty fast, but,
Without arms.
I understand, but, like, is it with your toes? I mean, I don't know how that works. I'm sorry.
No.
I've never, ever heard of condition or anything. I don't know if you're joking with me.
No, I was on Maury Povich one time. I don't have hands. I don't have arms.
Uh-huh. Okay. So what do you use then?
I type with my...
Oh, my God. Okay.
Hold on. Okay. I know it's hard to believe. I'm just going
to... It is. Definitely hard to believe. I think you're joking with me. You're just pulling my leg. I don't know who you are.
I'm not pulling your leg. Listen, hold on. Here we go. See? Impressive. You got it.
But there must be somebody else there.
That's not possible. I got to get my white out. I made a mistake here. I actually meant to go with a small P.
That is absolutely not possible. You're joking. This is a prank. And I definitely do need to see this. Like, I'm not sure that I can place you just because, yes, people will think it's weird, but I need to see that.
Oh, this is not a joke,
honey. You're not joking around.
Listen to this. You ready? Get my knuckles to pop, guys. Okay, here we go. What do you think?
No. I'm amazed, but I still don't believe you. I mean, you need to come in this afternoon. Like I said, I can't promise anything. I can't promise you a job. But man, if you have that kind of talent, you need to come into the office. For real.
This is like some kind of harassment, to be quite honest with you.
You can't
place me with a job, but you want to see me type with my...
I can't promise, maybe. But like, I definitely need to see it because I think...
You know what? You don't understand the life I have to live. Everything I do, I have to use...
I have to use
my... to do everything in life. Mm-hmm. You should see me at a Chinese restaurant.
All right, I'm sorry. I can't believe that you're doing what you say you're doing. I can't believe that you're using your to type.
The Rise Guys all morning.
I listen to that every morning.
It's just awesome. It's a great show.
93-minute rock blocks all day. 93.3 The Planet.